Craig, what were your thoughts on your side's performance tonight?
I think that we've been robbed of any chance of ever putting up a performance on. You know, and it's just so disappointing. We had fantastic support here tonight. And I thought we actually started the game really sharp. Forwards were looking really bright, and I thought it was causing them problems. They've caught us on the break, scored an early goal. A minute later, my centre-half gets sent off. Now, that's on the back of three of my back five being ineligible tonight. So you think, well, what else could go wrong? We've had to bring our best forward back to go centre-half. And to be fair, we was all over the show. Gone in 3-0 down. Got a game plan, right, look, this is how we're going to play it with a 10 and blah, blah, blah. I thought the first 15 minutes of setting up was fantastic. You know, we've hit the bar a couple of times. Nothing's gone for us. And then a penalty decision where, one, it's not a foul. He's had to jump over his leg. He's made the challenge, what, a good second or two before he's dived. It was exactly the same as the Herrera incident. He's dived over his leg. Not only that, it wasn't even in the box. You know, he's outside the box. Penalty. So, game over. 4-0, game over. Then, they decide to send off Saps. Referee's 10 yards away. Linesman's 5 yards away. But the fourth official, 50 yards away, gives a decision. Runs up the line to tell him what he's doing. That he's elbowed him, right? I thought he'd got sent off with dissent or something, because no one knew. I watched the challenge and I had the same view as the fourth official, and he's no way in a million years as he elbowed him. I hope someone's filmed it tonight, because that'll be overturned all day long. I'm going to see the referee after the game, and I said to him, how could he possibly elbow him when he's coming forward? You know, you elbow someone like that. And he said, I didn't send him off for that. I sent him off for coming through him. I said, well, he's just told me you sent him off for elbowing him. He said, no, well, he led with his elbow. So straight away he's lying. He's trying to go back on the story. He's told me why he sent him off. And for 20 minutes, I got my boys running around like blue-arse flies, running themselves in the ground and getting humiliated. And like I say, I'm not saying that we would have beaten them, but the support we had tonight deserved us given the opportunity to put on a better show, and we've been having that taken away from us by people, and we've had it all season. We've worked hard to get here. It was going to be a big ask with the players. We had cup tied, everything else. After 4 minutes with 10, it's going to be a bigger ask. And then the second half, when we start really well, hit the bar a couple of times, and then you get killed again with two absolute rank decisions. No complaints about the first thing, not, which has obviously made it not much of a final anyway. But I feel sorry for the supporters. They've turned up in their numbers and they've not seen any sort of game at all.